To me, by being in touch with that, it actually also gives us, it can give us a bit of a hallway to appreciating every moment mm-hmm. as much as we can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not all, everybody has different situations, so it's different for each of us, but you know, if it's something as simple as appreciating a raindrop falling on my body and feeling that raindrop, you know, or noticing a flower, is something even simple like that, or the sunshine. I think that that's really, you know, that's really important part of us kind of replenishing ourselves, but it also kind of feeds our intelligence on some level too, because it's bringing in, I don't know how, I'm trying to think of an intelligent way to make that connection, but it is somehow, there's this wholesomeness related to that.
Well, it's a very abstract concept, that's why, because you can't quantify it. You can't, like, oh, I'm going to have some intelligence and drink
an intelligence drink. I want that drink, by the way.
I'm intelligent now.
Well, and also, like, what people think of, you know, if they, you might say, okay, is a person who has this condition, like maybe it's a developmental delay, are they intelligent? People go, oh, no, or something. You know, like, I mean, behind closed doors, they might say it. They might not say it out loud. But it's like, there's an, but that's a very narrow view of that idea of intelligence, because there are things that different individuals will surprisingly be able to access that we can't access, and that's their intelligence bringing it forward, and it has something to teach all of us all the way around. We have stuff to teach each other, so.
Yeah, well, it's like the whole concept, and it's kind of under the range of the movies again, you know, that affect all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like they call it the force. And, you know, this force is, you know, you can't see it.
Yeah.
But it's there.
Yeah.
It reminds me of my father always used to say that, because there's a lot of belief in the world and a lot of, like, religion and whatever culture has its own unique way of belief systems.
Yes.
And, you know, even the concepts of deities, gods, and whatever out there, spirits. And some people just, you know, don't believe it and don't claim it. And their big thing is, I can't see it.
Right. Therefore, it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
If I can't see it, if I can't touch it, if I can't.
But yet you can say, well, look at outside. Look at the trees. They're moving.
Yeah.
What's moving the trees?
Yes, exactly.
Is it wind or not?
Or like, even thoughts. Like if you can't see a thought or can't see an emotion, well, you might see the physical manifestation of my emotions, but if you can't see a thought that you're having, does it mean the thought doesn't exist? Well, that's crazy.
yeah.
It's interesting. We're very...
Very philosophical.
I mean, I was laughing because it almost sounded like if a tree falls in the forest kind of philosophy thing. It's like, I kind of did a variation of that, I think. Anyhow.
Well, it's a great topic to talk about, intelligence, because it's just so amazing. And, you know, people talk about it even in the animal world and stuff, like, you know, these animals that eat other animals, they got to be thinking.
That's for sure.
And they got to be like...
If they don't think, they're not going to get lunch or...
Yeah, that started that.
Yeah.
And then you got these other animals that, you know, just eat twigs and berries and whatever.
Yeah.
And yet they're thinking too, because they got to get away.
Or at the very least, that how they've been adapted over the years, there's an intelligence within nature that has helped these animals survive.
Well, that's kind of along the lines of, you know, the force, because it's in everything.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it makes the whole world run.
Yeah.
And it's just a very interesting thing, very interesting concept. Kind of reminds me of the whole, like, DMT world, and it's in everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of along the similar thoughts of the force. It's just a different word of way of saying it. It's a more scientific way of saying it.
And, you know, I don't know about you, but I, like, sometimes if I slow down and I'm quiet, I can feel that.
Mm.
Like, even if I can't see it, I can feel that kind of collective force around me or collective peace around me.
Mm.
I don't know.
It's like an energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not like an energy. It's like the combination of the whole somehow.
Yeah, very beautiful. Thank you for sharing and getting us into the philosophical ocean of the universe.
A deep dive, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, I guess we're going to carry on here and we'll be right back. Let's see if I can get this going.
Do you know what your local wetland has done for you lately? Wetlands function like nature's kidneys, mitigating the impacts of floods and droughts, protecting our communities, and supporting food production. Despite representing 6% of the Earth's surface, wetlands store 33% of the planet's carbon. If you value life, thank a wetland. Learn about wetlands at work with Ducks Unlimited Canada at ducks.ca/wetlands.
Ducks Unlimited, yeah.
All right, we're
good
back.
Organization.
Yeah, and yes, we're going to continue on with our program. And coming up next, we're going to be with Shkwait Shakhrakh from Gwaishkina, BC. And first, we're going to play his song that he picked, and it's from Cher. And it's a remix of her song called Believe. So let's have a listen to that. Enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back.
Maybe I'm too good for you. Oh, do you believe in love?
we're back. That was Cher and her song Believe, and it was a remix from a person called Cactus. And that was the pick of the week, Ishkwait Shekhlach. For people out there that don't know him, he's my brother. He's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma cancer, stage 4, the big forest fires of a few years ago, and also the big flood of a few years ago. So a very big extreme survivalist and inspiration to myself and many other people all over the world that know his story and history. And just always a blessing to have him on our show. He always has some really great music and songs that he brings to us. Welcome to the program, Shkwaicht. How are you doing?
I'm doing as well as can be. Continuing to breathe.
That's great. Yeah, it's so awesome to have you with us and get some of your inspiring words. We have a subject today, and our subject is on intelligence, and we'd love to hear your words on that.
Intelligence. I read somewhere one time that they try to say that, well, the supposedly experts say that your intelligence is genetic. And you know, I kind of find that hard to believe. I think they just try to dumb you down. Intelligence, you know, it can be improved, you know. Like, you know, who was that? Sir Isaac Newton that got hit in the head with an apple and suddenly he was intelligent.
Knock some sense into him.
yeah.
It's like that, you know, it could be switched on or off, you know, because I figure in order to keep your intelligence, to keep utilizing it and increasing your intelligence, I figure, you know, we got to continually learn, solve problems, and you know, I figure continuous learning is reading more, another one they say, I figure, is learn a new language. And, you know, solve problems daily. I figure, you know, doing that is like word puzzles, you know, crosswords, word search. So, you know, I figure we can grow our intelligence. I find of helping utilize your intelligence is share what you've learned. You know, that's making it stronger in your mind and helping others to utilize their intelligence as well. And, you know, I figure too is, you know, ask those you're with for feedback on, you know, is this helping you, or do you think my reading is helping me? Look for feedback. You know, figure that all helps with utilizing and strengthening our own intelligence.
Yeah, that's so great. Because, yeah, go ahead.
That's what I have for now on intelligence.
Yeah, it's very great that you're bringing that up, because it goes along with our belief system in oral tradition. And, you know, our elders, our wise people, they were always talking about, you know, history and teachings. And that's how they would do it. They would continuously talk about the same history and teachings every day. And yeah. I remember, like, even our grandmother, she would tell us the same, almost the same stuff every day. But she would do that too. She would communicate and get feedback from us. And I remember she used to always ask me, like, do you understand in our language? She would say, "Kameenajmen" or something like that. I know I'm butchering it, but but that's what I remember. She would say that, and and then I would have to repeat what I learned or what she was telling us, and sometimes I would even have to translate for, you know, the brothers and anybody else was around. So it's a very, very wise thing. From our family background in history, you know, our great-grandmother, she knew like 19 different languages. And that was pretty necessary, because back in the day, you know, we would have these great meetings and gatherings, the Petlich ceremonies, and also just interacting with other tribes about politics and land and use and all these different things. Very important stuff. And I really enjoy what you were talking about and bringing up. It just sparked off my memory on the teachings that we learned from our great-grandmother, our grandmother, and all our elders. Just really awesome.
Yeah. I really like the idea of exercising, like that whole idea of exercising your intelligence and mind, and it can come through the oral side, because fresh eyes will ask questions, right? Mm-hmm. So it's learning and deepening that. I love that.
Yes. Yeah, always great to have you on and getting your perspective and your what makes you tick and what helped you survive all the traumas and tribulations that you came through. It's just wonderful, and I always look forward to hearing your music and dancing around and having a good time. It's so uplifting and positive, and we really thank you for coming and spending your time with us and giving us all the encouragement and positivity that we're all looking for.
I'm happy to oblige.
Thank you.
Keeps me working on my intelligence, having to read and learn.
So I
thank you guys there at the station, you guys behind the mics, the guys in the background, and the listeners here and abroad, for all your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. I send it all back to you guys a thousandfold.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, just have a great week and weekend and recovery, and we'll talk to you again next week. And bye for now.
Okay, bye for now.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother Shkwait Shachlech from Gwaishkina, BC. And always a big honor and blessing to have him come on our program and share with us. And we have, coming up next, we're going to have another a song dedicated to Lady Faymash.
Oh,
she was requesting this song, and this is from Ed Sheeran, and the name of it is called Azizam. And it's pretty awesome, very uplifting, upbeat, and so we dedicate that to her. And all our listeners out there, we really appreciate you guys. And I have a little poem that I'm going to read to you guys that I was thinking about and thinking of all our listeners and where they are and what it means to them. So, but for now, let's listen to some Ed Sheeran, Azizam. Enjoy, everybody.
عزیزم بریم آهنگ تو بسازیم زود باش
man that was Ed Sheeran and his son Azizam. A lot of big names from Persia that were playing in that. There was Gugush, she's big and famous in Persia. Omad Jalali and a few others that I don't recognize them, but I'm sure other people would. It's a really awesome song. I really enjoyed it. A big shout out to all our Persian listeners all over the world. And I did write a poem, and I had in the minds of like a lot of my brothers and sisters in different tribes all over North America. You know, we have the Mi'kmaq people on the East Coast, the Iroquois, the Seminoles, the Blackfoot Apaches, the Lakota, Nakota, Dakota, the West Coast tribes, the Shatlish people, the Squapmch, the Shtetlimch, the Ntlakemch, the Shechengos, the Okanagan, all the other tribes around. I always remember one of my brothers, he was an insider, he said, you know, the thing that kept me alive inside in the Max was listening to, like, positive things that I could find on the internet. And so it always reminded me, you know, the responsibility of bringing positivity to the world and people that are down and out and some even looking for change. And just something that'll keep them alive and keep them going. So this is what I came up with. From behind the prison bars to the open gaze upon the stars, hearing and endearing the soaking of the sweetest tears and dreams. So I dedicate that to all our listeners, wherever you are, out in the universe and global, all my brothers and sisters all over the world, in the world of humanity. We really appreciate you joining us and giving us your hearts, your ears, your minds for this short time. And we appreciate it. And we love you all. We thank you for joining us, and also thank you, President of Minnecanna Park Association, for joining us and giving us your time and efforts. And we're going to end our program with some Lightning Hopkins.
Lightning Hawkins.
No, Lightning Hopkins.
Hopkins.
And his song, Please Don't Go. So
as we say goodbye, please don't go.
Please come back, everybody, next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and join us on Free Voices here at CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. So here you go, some Lightning Hopkins. Baby, please don't go. Enjoy, everybody.
Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Baby, please don't go. Now, baby, please don't go. Now, baby, please don't go. Back to your Arlene, you know I love you so. Baby, please don't go. Gone. He left the county for me, had his shackles on. Now, baby, please don't go.